Really excited to see everyone here today. I'm Robert Kramer, the Executive Director of Transit for the City of Detroit. And welcome to the Coolidge Maintenance and Operations Center. Good morning. Okay, so I'm going to get our program kicked off here. I'm just so excited for the mayor and all the dignitaries here to be joined by so many people, organizations, and offices that have worked tirelessly to make this amazing project happen to support the critical mission of providing safe, reliable, and effective transportation across the city of Detroit and across the region. This dedication reflects an investment in all phases of transit, the employees, the tools, and the service delivery. Over 400 DDOT employees call this location their home base, which includes DDOT's West Side Operations and Maintenance, and as also functions as the new citywide transit control center in the front building you passed on your way back here. Before we hear from Mayor and a few other speakers this morning, I want to take time to quickly acknowledge a number of folks that are in this room or couldn't be here. And my apologies in advance if I missed anyone. We do have our ATU Local 26, our ASME 214 and 312. We have our partners from the Michigan Department of Transportation, our project manager, Lisa Joyner, from the Federal Transit Administration, Region 5. We have representatives from Wayne County Executive Warren Evans' office, Corey Wofford from the RTA, CEO Tiffany Gunter, Bernard Parker, and her team from our fantastic partners at SMART, Brother Cunningham, Ms. Rochella, and also representatives from the project team, which includes a lot of really great folks. There's some materials here and details for this great facility, but Brinker Crispin, DLZ, Soman Engineering, HDR, and among others. Really took a village to put this project together. And with that, I'm honored to bring up an incredible individual with the vision, drive, and determination to make Detroit rise higher. Please join me in welcoming our mayor, Mary Sheffield. Yeah,
right. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Director Kramer. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I am truly excited and pleased to be with you all today to celebrate a great day for DDOT, for our drivers, for our mechanics, and ultimately for the riders of this system. Public transportation, we know, is a lifeline in our city. 1 million riders a month depend on DDOT to get to and from work, to school, to their doctor's appointments, and other essential destinations. And that is why the City of Detroit, over the last probably 6 to 12 years, has made significant investment into the system. We've increased wages for our drivers and our mechanics, putting us on par with SMART. Now making a competitive wage, we've purchased 80 new buses. We are investing in our shelters and our benches at various bus stops. And today we are announcing again our $160 million investment into this beautiful facility, which is long overdue. So today we are here at the site of the original Coolidge Terminal facility, which was burned and decommissioned in 2011. Now, 2 years later is when the city went into bankruptcy, and we did not have the resources at the time to address improving the facility. And so DDOT had to shift its operations to the Gilbert Terminal facility, which is another aging facility that does not have the kind of amenities to provide the care and support to the system. But today, that all changes. Thank you to the significant financial support of the Federal Transit Administration, the Michigan Department of Transportation, the work of the Detroit Building Authority, to all of the local, state, and federal representatives. I see Councilmember Durhall, who was an avid supporter of transit as well during his time on council. All of our dignitaries, our congresswoman, our commission that is here today, this has been a collaborative effort to ensure that our residents, our drivers, our riders get the very best, because that's what our residents deserve. And so now, Our drivers and mechanics have the kind of facility that they deserve. This new DDOT maintenance building is where our bus fleet gets the kind of preventive maintenance it needs. Next door, we have a new climate-controlled storage building where buses get to rest. They get cleaned up for their next shift to be ready to accept riders. And then we have a new administration building where drivers and other employees can take a break. They can decompress after a long, long day of work. They have an indoor and outdoor lounge. They have a workout exercise room and showers where they can all take care of themselves after a long, long day of work. All of this, again, represents a $160 million investment into DDOT and its employees. This also is an investment in our riders, because we know that when buses are well maintained, when drivers are better cared for, it shows up in better service to our residents. Improving bus service in Detroit is something that we will continue to work hard every single day to improve. And with this beautiful new facility, we are taking one big step forward in the right direction. Thank you, Director Kramer, again, for your leadership, your hard work. I know it's not easy to improve the efforts at DDOT, but all of us should be proud today. And again, thank you to the amazing DDOT advocates who always call and show up to improve this service. This is a big day for DDOT and a big day for Detroit. God bless you all and congratulations. I have the absolute honor of bringing up a fighter that we all know and love, none other than our Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib.
Thank you so much for our incredible mayor. One of the things I want you all to know is I get the pleasure of being able to submit a number of projects on the behalf of the city and our families. And I've always wanted to submit housing grants. And not only one, but two slots, because of the mayor, were submitted and successfully gone through subcommittee and appropriations for millions of dollars for home repair and mold remediation. I want her to know I appreciate when we met, she listened, she knows, and I know housing is really, really the heart of what she wants to be able to focus on for our families. I'm so happy to be here. Director Kramer's already been lobbying me in Washington, D.C., has been to my office. I let the mayor know you showed up right away to my office. But let's talk about the struggles of many of our families, and our advocates are here and they know this. When you talk about affordability crisis, everybody talks about gas. But they don't talk about the auto insurance crisis. You know, a lot of my families need public transportation because auto insurance is out of control. It is now up 40-something percent for my family. Some of them pay more in auto insurance than they are in rent. And, you know, shame on the auto insurance companies who keep asking them non-driving factors like, what's your education level? What? What's your credit score? What? Are you married? Now they even ask if you have a college-age student in your home, ask the residents. They ask what their GPA is. And you know, Mayor, all those non-driving factors have nothing to do with whether or not somebody's a good driver. So I need to just shout out to everybody out there. Keep speaking up about the fact that they are using discriminatory factors to make it harder for you all to get to work and get your family, your kids to school and everything like that. So I just really, really want to emphasize this. That's why we're here and it's important. This is why this time is even more serious now than ever for us to move towards reliable public transit. Right now, I know many of our Metro Detroit families, it is Metro Detroit, it's not just Detroit families, we actually are anchors for folks outside that are not investing in transit, but we believed in it from day one. If your car breaks down, and this has happened for my residents, they rely on public transit. And I know it's the way many of my residents get to work. 70% of my Detroit residents rely on public, literally, they work outside of the city. So you got a lot of folks moving out, going outside of the city to actually make a living and support our families. And we're going to try to change that. But still, it's the fact that we have to deal with that. Many of my families right now can't even get some of the health care access other than having to leave and again use public transit to get to those appointments. So again, in much of the region, there are simply, again, no dependable alternatives. So again, reliable buses, rapid transit routes, and expanded regional connections would give our families the flexibility at a time when, again, every dollar matters. Every hour that they have to not, you know, be on waiting for the bus, all that kind of stuff is time with their families. You know, each household I know rely primarily, again, on our cars and getting around. But again, most of our families now are saying no more because of auto insurance, not even just the gas prices. and they're relying more and more on this. That's why Coolidge, I think, Transit Center is a big step in that direction. And again, understanding this is an anchor, it's an incredibly important. I'm so proud of Councilman Fred Durhall, who was very, very passionate about this. And thank you again to the mayor making this a possibility. And thank you for caring enough about the workers. No, it's important. You know, more and more of us need to realize the care of our workers and the bus drivers and those that have to behind the scenes to make sure those buses are running. It is a lot of work, and it's hard work, and they need to be able to have human dignity, and providing, again, space for that is incredibly important. And I promise you, I always tell people, when you answer the phone, if you smile, people feel it. They do. So when we show love and care and respect for our workers, it will show through service, like the mayor said. So I'm getting incredibly grateful and incredibly proud of this project. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to announce somebody else, but I'm going to go sit down so I don't get in trouble.
Thank you so much for those comments. I'll keep us rolling through the program here. Next up, I want to introduce the Wayne County Commissioner, whose facility it is in her district, saying that the wrong way. But Angelique Peterson-Mayberry, if you could please come up and make some remarks.
It's still morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a good day, Madam Mayor. This is a great day. Being from someone who comes from manufacturing, I can appreciate all that I see. Although I was in the automotive industry, I understand manufacturing. So everything was meticulously and intentional about what we see here. I want to just say that I'm glad this is in District 5. Thank you for the county. I appreciate that. That's right, District 5. We're super excited. But when I heard $160 million, this is what a $160 million investment can look like. We do know how to be fiscally responsible when we have the resources, and this is evidence of that. Mobility, this is a momentum that we all need to become a part of. If you don't need public transportation, God bless you. But there are so many who do. And if you happen to be one of those people, you should be able to participate in public transportation with pride. No longer. I caught the bus. I'm from Joy Row, exit 9, proud to say, right? Okay, I heard a couple more people say that. But I caught public transportation every single day of my high school ninth grade, from Joy Road and Patton all the way to Martin Luther King Jr. Senior High School. And what I will say, Madam Mayor, is that the buses look a little different now than they did then. And so I appreciate the investment. It's really good to hear that the workers, those who come tirelessly and work each and every day, there's whole development happening around them. So they can come to work with dignity and be proud about the uniform that they wear. If you're in public service, thank you. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you. If you never hear it from anyone else, you hear it from the people that you see sitting here. We appreciate you. It's a good thing. It's a good day. And congratulations, District 5 in the City of Detroit, on the Transit Center. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Next up, I want to bring up a representative from the Michigan Department of Transportation, Ms. Jean Rustman. She has been a partner, one of the behind-the-scenes folks who really has supported, I'm looking at our partners at SMART, but really the hard work that MDOT does to make the dollars flow to really support the day-to-day operations is just so critical. And Jean has been a fantastic partner for so many years. So I'm very honored to bring her up to make short comments. Thank you.
I noted that Robert mentioned short comments, so I will keep it short. We are all warm up here, but it is absolutely my pleasure to be a partner in this project. We have to do it together, and public transit teaches us that about everything, right? Because we talked about who rides the bus, but even if you don't ride the bus, you benefit from it. Because I guarantee throughout your day, you've run across many people who had to take the bus so they could help you do whatever you want to do. Get health care, shop at a store, eat at a restaurant. We all benefit from public transit. We're thrilled at MDOT that we can be part of such an amazing facility like this, because this is the things that people don't see. This is the behind the scenes that make it so when you're at that bus stop, you get a clean bus that runs well and the lift works and a driver who can stay healthy because they have facilities to stay well, to relax and refresh after a long day. So this is one of the most fun parts of my job. I have a lot of parts that maybe not so fun. This is thrilling, and to see all of our partners here and to be a part of something greater than all of us. So thank you very much for your wonderful partnership on this and for all your support from all of you. Congratulations on the great facility.
Thank you, Jean. And yes, it is warm up here, but I think we've waited long enough that the comments we can take as long as we need to celebrate this magnitude of investment. So really appreciate that. Next up, I would like to bring a representative. Mayor mentioned advocates and how important they are at pushing us to do the best that we can do every day, looking at some of our friends in the front row here. One who has dedicated over the last 25 years of her career, essentially, with the sole purpose of advocating on behalf of all of those who rely on public transit, who would like to benefit from it and to support all the other benefits. I'm honored to bring up Megan Owen to make a few comments.
Megan. Hello. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And I am pleased to say I am one of those riders who has the privilege at least several times a week walking to the end of the block and waiting on one of these buses to come and get me wherever I need to go. And we all know that DDOT's had some rough times, and I have definitely had some really long waits in the past. And I am so excited to see this facility come together to make sure that really anything that's going to improve the service is going to help the riders. Whether it's ensuring that the hardworking drivers and mechanics have a great facility, because you want to think about a hard job. Our bus drivers not only have to deal with the crazies on Detroit streets and road issues, but they also have to deal with any number of different passengers and any number of different issues. So they are incredibly hardworking people who deserve to have the very best facilities that they can, and for the mechanics to have the very best facilities. We've had some struggles in past years with making sure that the buses can stay in good working order. Having facilities like these, again, the vast majority of riders, the vast majority of Detroiters will never actually see this facility. But when the buses show up on time, when they can be reliable and convenient, and hopefully they can start being even more frequent and work even better for more people throughout the region and throughout the city, we all benefit. And hopefully, well, $160 million investment certainly feels like certainly is a big investment. This is something that'll be here probably long past most of us. So it is a real investment in Detroit's future, and hopefully one of many. There are a lot of great efforts happening at the city, at the county, at SMART, across the state to improve and expand public transit service. I would be remiss if I didn't say I am certainly excited that there will be an opportunity for everyone in Wayne County to vote on whether to improve and expand transit throughout the county. But that's not what we're here to talk about, so thank you so much. You'll know you can't invite me up and not get at least a little advocacy there. But yes, thank you so much to all of the people who worked so hard to make this happen, who enabled the financing and the logistics and the construction, as well as, of course, my fellow advocates and organizers in this. So very excited, and let's hear it for another great 50 years of transit facilities.
Okay, next up, I do want to point out that we've acknowledged some of the project team, Brinker Crispin and others that made this happen. I do want to also acknowledge, though, Ricky Yamakura, who's our DDOT Capital Projects Manager. He played a significant role. And then also, kind of maybe the unsung, the silent hero maybe, is the next speaker. Tyrone Clifton is the head of the Detroit Building Authority, which is the ones that really facilitated this project. And if you didn't know that, that's a good thing, right? They're trying to make these things happen. And so I'm honored to bring up Tyrone to make some comments.
Good morning. Tyrone Clifton, Director, Detroit Building Authority. It took a lot to build this facility. It took years to get this off the ground. The very first conversation I had with the administration was 10 plus years ago to get it to this point. But with that, I'd like to congratulate a lot of people who assisted in getting this done. Number one, the mayor's office, great support. They said, get it done. We dove in head first. Then Councilmember McAllister's like, hey, how fast can we move? When is this going to get done? I thought you said it was going to start, 6 years ago. I said, hey, we got to go through the FTA process. We're doing it. More importantly, though, too, is the DBA Board of Commissioners. They hold us accountable. They said there's a certain way that we need to deliver projects in the city of Detroit. We look for Detroit headquartered, Detroit-based minority firms. So thank you very much for the Brinker Chrisman team for stepping up, submitting a great proposal that we could rely on and support. Thank you for the HDR, DLZ, and Toto Design. Again, and Toto Design is a Detroit headquartered minority architectural firm. DLZ Michigan is a Detroit-based minority architectural firm. These are very important when we deliver projects across the city. Again, this is one of the largest projects we've done, and we quite frankly couldn't have gotten it done without Detroit Deputy Director Donna Rice. She sat on this project. She delivered this project. Her and Ricky working hand in hand, two tigers in a pen, trying to figure it out and making sure that it was on time, under budget. We're actually at $159 million, not $160, and delivered accordingly. So thank you.
Okay. Last, I would like to bring up those who really are most passionate about what we will all leave behind here in a few minutes, because this is their new home. I'm going to test out for the first time DDOT's dynamic duo. These two ladies are basically the head of the two functions, superintendent of maintenance and superintendent of operations, that are leading this terminal and those 400 plus staff that I talked about earlier to really operate excellent service across the city. So I'll bring them up together. First, the superintendent of maintenance, Ms. Lindsay Robinson, and the superintendent of operations, Rochelle Oden, if you could come up to the podium.
Thank you, and good morning to everyone joining us here in our new state-of-the-art maintenance building. I have worked at DDOT for just over 2 years in maintenance and can say this facility is a boost to the morale in maintenance. There is definitely excitement among the dedicated maintenance staff that work to maintain, repair, clean, and prep over 100 buses that roll out to serve the residents every day. Adapting to our new house here at Coolidge has brought maintenance and operations together, learning to find our rhythm, and I know my counterpart, Rochelle Oden, can speak to the benefits for operations. Rochelle?
Thank you, Lindsay. Good morning, Honorable Mayor Mary Sheffield, Executive Director Robert Kramer, members of the executive team, distinguished guests, and our fellow DDOT employees. After more than 30 years with DDOT, it is truly an honor to serve as the Superintendent of Operations here at Coolidge Terminal. Although this facility has been serving our employees since April, today's dedication gives us the opportunity to celebrate what it really represents. Every day, before the sun rises and long before it sets, our operators, supervisors, work alongside mechanical, come together with one goal, to provide safe, reliable service to the residents of Detroit. This investment is more than a building. It's an investment in the people who keep Detroit moving. On behalf of the employees of Coolidge Terminal, DDOT's operations, we thank you for the continued support and investment in our people, our riders, and the future of public transportation here in Detroit. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, that concludes the speakers list here this morning. We could open it up if there's general questions. We can also, there'll be folks sticking around to answer questions one-on-one if necessary. And then before I see if there's any questions to start with, there will be tours available. Ricky and the team will be happy to take people around. Again, right now you're in the maintenance building. The bus storage and staging area is right across the street here, I'll call it, and the smaller building in the front is that administration building if you want to keep your bearings there. So just, again, really want to thank everyone for coming out this morning, and I will open it up for questions if there are any.
Hi, my name is Anna with WJR, and I was wondering a little bit about the importance or the effect that the $57 million millage on the ballot would have on this facility.
So this facility is an operations and maintenance facility for DDOT, covers about half the city's operation. So right now the city of Detroit does not use Wayne County millage money. If the millage passes, it would mean potentially additional mobility for Detroiters. And this facility is going to be here to support whatever transportation mobility deployments we have, especially on the west side.
Thanks.
Any other questions? Okay, great. Well, thanks again, everybody.